This week, public health officials confirmed Connecticut's first case of a coronavirus variant originally detected in South Africa. But as Connecticut Public Radio's Patrick Scahill reports, the details of the work the state is doing to identify the more contagious variants remain unclear because there are no formal agreements in place.
Currently, the state is working with the Jackson Laboratory and Yale to monitor coronavirus variants in Connecticut. So far, the state disclosed 42 cases of the UK variant in Connecticut, in addition to one case of the variant that originated in South Africa. That instance was identified in a Connecticut resident by New York health officials. But state officials say there are no contracts governing the work of Jax or Yale, and that there are no immediate plans to formalize how variant sequencing is done or how often the work will take place. Jafar Razak is director of public health laboratories at the State Department of Public Health.
I really did not think of that at this moment. Moving forward, would the time come that we may need to have a formal agreement and a contract? Maybe, and maybe not. From my perspective, if it's working the way it is right now, I'm not sure why do we need to have a formal agreement.
Currently, both the Jackson Laboratory and Yale say they are not charging the state for variant surveillance. Rizek says he's hopeful the state lab will be able to augment the work of Jax and Yale by doing some COVID sequencing in-house in a few weeks. He's also looking to the federal government for guidance on what percentage of positive COVID tests should be investigated to identify variants. Patrick Scahill, Connecticut Public Radio.